Okay, in Parshas Bo, we finally get to the end of the Geula, the Yitzias Mitzrayim saga. And at the end of Parshas Bo, we start getting into the various halachos which the Torah tells us in regards to Tzipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. And not just Tzipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, but also in regards to Pesach itself and the way that we understand the Leil HaSeder. And the Torah tells us, Perikid Beis Pasuk Menalaf, Ayim Ikeit Shloshim Shana, Barba Mayim Shana, Vibetz Mayim Azeh, Yatsu Kol Tevos Hashem Mayim Tzitzrayim. We all left after 430 years. Okay, how long was the Mitzrayim? Depends on how you count. Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem, Lotziah Mayim Tzitzrayim, Hu Alay LaZeh LaHashem, Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'dorosam. What is it called? It's called Leil Shimurim. Okay, there's a lot of an idea when it comes to Pesach and in general of Shmura, right? Of being Shomer, Shmura Matzah, Leil Shimurim. It's a night of watching, a night of guarding. What exactly does it mean, Leil Shimurim? So there are different mafarshim, we say different things. Okay? Ibn Ezra, as well as Chizkuni, give two ideas. Leil Shimurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer, right? Shimurim comes from the lesson of Shomer, that he guards. What is he guarding? How is he guarding us? So what do we know that we're thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, and especially in this context of this parsha, where there's the mitzvah of, you know, Pidyon Bechor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shomer on Am Yisrael. Shalom Nitein, what? Hamashchus Lahashchus. That during Makas Bechor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pasach, he passed over the houses of Am Yisrael, he protected them, and that's the Leil Shimurim that were protected from Mazikin on that night. We should know, Halacha L'maisa, the Ramah Paskins in Hilchos Pasach, that one is not obligated to say the entire Kriyas Shema Lamita, the night of Pesach, because of the fact that it's a Leil Shimurim, because it's a night in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was guarding us. So that's one idea by the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra quotes another idea. That he says that Shimurim is from Kishomrei Achomos, Shalol Yishno. What does it mean? That, like, as if you're watching the walls, you're standing guard, that you shouldn't go to sleep at night. Who didn't go to sleep at night? We know. The Zekein, which are you know, Yoshim and Abrak, that they were in Masaprim, Yitzis Mitzrayim Kolos HaLaila, Achi Gia Kriyash Mashal Shachris, right? And the Talmidim came in and told them it's time to do it. And we should know Halach L'Maaseh, it also says in Shulchan Aruch, what should you be doing that night? Be up all night learning on Pesach. That's actually in the Shulchan Aruch, not all night Shavuos. But okay, that's what it says. It says in Shulchan Aruch that people should be, you know, involved in telling you over the Nisim and the Flos, and the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim all also Laila. There's also a minhag to say Shir HaShirim on that night as well. Okay, that's it when it comes to the halachos. However, the Rashbam says something really amazing. And what the Rashbam says, that Leil Shimurim comes from another type of Shamor that we are remember maybe at the beginning of this entire process. What started the Yerida down to Mitzrayim? Who did it? Yes. Yosef HaTzadik. Why did Yosef get sold down to Mitzrayim? Because what did he do? He alienated his brothers. How did he alienate his brothers? What did he say to them? Lashara, but also what really got them? What? The dreams. Two dreams, right? One of the dreams about the sheaves, one of the dreams about the sun, the stars, the moon, etc. And then the second dream, who does he tell? Not just the brothers, but also Yaakov. What does Yaakov Avinu say? V'aviv shamar esadavar. What does Aviv shamar esadavar? What does that mean?
He waited,
anticipating when this was going to happen. Says the Rashbam, this was a night that Am Yisrael was anticipating, was waiting for. That's Leil Shimurim, a night of anticipation, a night of waiting. That is the godless of Leil Shimurim, and that's a godless, honestly, of Am Yisrael. Think about the entire process. Moshe shows up, 80 years old, out of nowhere, after 200 years of slavery, and says, Pakod Yifkod Elkim Eschem. Magic words. All of a sudden, does the kingdom get excited? Because of two words? Leil Shimurim, Vaviv Shamar Sadavar. They were waiting, they were anticipating. They knew this was going to happen. It was just a question of when. And it shows the deep emunah that Am Yisrael had in the geula that was eventually going to come. And that is Leil Shimurim. That's Vaviv Shamar Sadavar. I think that translates over, Baruch Hashem, to us. You know, one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim is the belief that Mashiach should come, b'chol yom sheyavo, right? Im kozeh achakalo b'chol yom sheyavo. That's one of the yidgum yikarim that we have. And it's important for us, the same way that Am Yisrael was able to take and maintain the sense of leil shimurim, of anticipation, waiting for Avin Shamaris to Devar, waiting for this Mitzias, this Nevuah, this promise of Tacha from the Ibonu Shalom to take place. So too in our own lives, we should be waiting for those Yeshuas as well. And if we're ready and sensitive to them, then Mir Tashem will be zochah to see the Gula with our own eyes. B'mheira v'yameira.